The new movie Sleepy Hollow is directed by Tim Burton, and it's loosely based on the Washington Irving novel The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Johnny Depp stars as Ichabod Crane. John Powers has a review.
If there's one enduring Hollywood story, it's the war between filmmakers who want to pursue their personal vision and a system devoted to churning out impersonal product. For a long time, Tim Burton seemed to be winning that war. Beetlejuice, Edward Scissorhands, even Batman, these were hits that expressed his highly individualized blend of romanticism, black comedy, and gleeful visual flair. But Burton's last two movies, Ed Wood and Mars Attacks, were expensive flops. And like so many original filmmakers before him, he now has to prove that he can make a conventional movie that will grab the audience. And so we have Sleepy Hollow. The year is 1799, and Johnny Depp is Ichabod Crane, a fastidiously intelligent New York detective who believes in using scientific methods to solve crimes. Annoyed by all his theories, his superiors send him to solve a series of murders in a small Hudson River community. There, the locals inform him that the actual killer is the Headless Horseman, a dead Hessian soldier played by Christopher Walken, who's come back from hell looking for his noggin. As a confirmed rationalist, Ichabod scoffs at the idea of supernatural powers, even though the whole town believes in them, even his love interest, Katrina von Tassel. She's played by Christina Ricci, who's wasted in a role that asks her to do little but seem buxom. As the body count rises, Ichabod continues to insist that science and reason will prevail. At one point, he catches the local magistrate attempting to flee town.
What are you running from, Magistrate Phillips?
Damn you, Crane.
You had a mind to help me.
Yes, and it's put me in mortal dread of...
Of what?
Of powers against which there is no defense. Come.
How did you know the Widow Winship was expecting a child?
She told me.
Then I deduce you are the father.
I'm not the father.
Did she tell you the name of the child's father?
Yes, she did. She came to me for advice as town magistrate to protect the rights of her child. I was bound by my oath of office to keep the secret, but...
You believe the father killed her?
The horseman killed her.
How often do I have to tell you there is no horseman? There never was a horseman. There never will be a horseman. What is that thing?
My talisman. It protects me from the horseman.
You, a magistrate, and your head full of such nonsense. Now tell me the name of...
There is a horseman, and he keeps coming back to lop off head after head after head. This movie has more decapitations than A Night on the Town with Robespierre. Because Burton has always had a weak story sense, he desperately needs a good screenplay. Unfortunately, Sleepy Hollow was scripted by Andrew Kevin Walker, the voluminously untalented screenwriter of 7 and 8 millimeter, who always employs the same structuring principle. When in doubt, slaughter somebody. Although the movie sets up an interesting conflict between Ichabod's rationalism and a horror that defies all reason, it drops the idea halfway through. Then again, that's what you'd expect from a script that builds to one of those boring scenes when the culprit explains everything in flashbacks, just like Murder, She Wrote. What keeps the movie watchable is the acting. The cast is packed with terrific British supporting players, including Richard Griffiths, who we heard in the clip, Michael Gambon, and Christopher Lee. Their presence gives Sleepy Hollow the flavor of an old horror picture from England's Hammer Studios. But no Hammer movie ever had a lead actor as good as Depp, the great star of his generation, who gives another sharp, funny performance as a prissily righteous detective who keeps fainting in horror. Burton's work has always championed loners who confront a world in which they don't fit. And Ichabod Crane is no exception. Sleepy Hollow's at its best when Burton lets his imagination doodle with his confrontation, rather than simply hewing to the plot. As usual, he serves up lots of witty details, from Ichabod's weird optical equipment to the wig worn by Jeffrey Jones' character, which makes him look like a sheep that's escaped from the Far Side cartoon. And as usual, Burton's work is simply a treat to look at, with a lovely production design and photography that gives everything an eerie, otherworldly sheen. At its best, Burton's style is so enjoyable that I kept wishing that he wasn't burdened with a predictable story that revels in nastiness and gore. I kept wishing for the old Burton whimsy and originality. But no, Heads will roll, is Sleepy Hollow's tagline. And I kept wondering if that's what Burton was warned would happen if he didn't make a hit.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. This is Fresh Air.